the break, y'all.
Yes, yes, I'm here, got my own show at last. You're listening to The Psalmist. Sorry about the shaky start, typical for Monsieur Show, eh? Going back to some old school now. On a rugger tip, SL2. Enjoy. This one going out to Lou. Love you, darling. And to Jason. Somehow I just know you're loving this. Staying in the old school vibe, Prodigy Jukes with everybody in the place. You're listening to Storm FM 103.5.2 FM 0.2, what? That'll be Fools of Hubbard then. Let's go. And from one prodigy tune to another, What Evil Lurks. Tommy, I just know you want to get your hands on this one. But you know what? It's mine. Truly back to the old school tonight. Or at least for the first section. You're listening to The Psalmist on Storm FM. 103.5 FM. If you want to get in touch, 07890 514 475. That's 07890 514 475. Another old clue from the Prodigy. As the man said, rip up the sound system. You remember this? Ah, yeah. And the last tune for this section, The Prodigy, Surprise, Surprise. You know I love them. We're gonna rock. Like this. Sound of the psalmist in the place. Leading you up to the advert. Remember the number here, 07890-514-475. You got anything you want to hear, give me a shout. Come on, Bristol, let me know. Bristol, let me know I'm not on my own. I'll just get it out in a minute. Never mind. Yeah, big shout going out to DJ Mulder. Nice one for the text. Shame it's a little bit quiet down there, a little stoke. So big up to you, man. Hope you enjoy the selection tonight. Oh, is me not paying attention before? I was trying to be clever, you know, storm into a storm. Never mind. This is Eminem. This is just a class tune. I can't help but play it. I know it's popular, but hey, it's cool. Best lyrics I've heard in a hip-hop tune for a long time.
I left my cell, my pager, and my home phone at the bottom. I sent two letters back in autumn, you must not have got them. There probably was a problem at the post office or something. Sometimes I scribble addresses too sloppy when I jot them. But anyways, fuck it, what's been up, man, how's your daughter? My girlfriend's pregnant too, I'm about to be a father. If I have a daughter, guess what I'm gonna do?
Oh, that's one very, very unhappy CD player. Oh dear, oh dear. I might just have to shift it over to the other one and see if it'll play better. Oh, that's bad news, isn't it? Fancy that for a first show. We'll try again then, shall we? So much for a smooth storm entrance. Good one, Tan. Here we go again. Let's try once
this
more.
This is another public service
except
announcement.
Not that one. This one. God, what a load of rubbish I am. Never mind, eh? Oh, in case I forgot, Lou, I love you. Heck, I reckon we get back to vinyl.
But you still ain't calling. I left my cell, my pager, and my home phone at the bottom. I sent two letters back in autumn. You must not have got them. There probably was a problem at the post office or something. Sometimes I scribble addresses too sloppy when I jot them. But anyways, fuck it. What's been up, man? How's your daughter? My girlfriend's pregnant too. I'm about to be a father. If I have a daughter, guess what I'ma call her? I'ma name her Bonnie.
I read about your Uncle Ronnie too, I'm sorry. I had a friend kill himself over some bitch who didn't want him. I know you probably hear this every day, but I'm your biggest fan. I even got the underground shit that you did with Scam. I got a room full of your posters and your pictures, man. I like the shit you did with Rockets too, that shit was bad. Anyways, I hope you get this, man. Hit me back, just a chat. Truly yours, your biggest fan. This is Stan. Still ain't called a road, I hope you have a chance. I ain't mad, I just think it's fucked up you don't answer fans. If you didn't wanna talk to me outside the concert, you didn't have to. But you could've signed an autograph for Matthew. That's my little brother, man, he's only 6 years old. We waited in the blistering cold for you 4 hours and you just said no. That's pretty shit, man, you're like his fucking idol. He wants to be just like you, man, he likes you more than I do. I ain't that mad though, I just don't like being lied to. Remember when we met in Denver? You said if I write you, you would write back. See, I'm just like you in a way. I never knew my father neither. He used to always cheat on my mom and beat her. I can relate to what you're saying in your songs. So when I have a shitty day, I drift away and put them on. Cause I don't really got shit else, so that shit helps when I'm depressed. I even got a tattoo with your name across the chest. Sometimes I even cut myself to see how much it bleeds. It's like adrenaline, the pain is such a sudden rush for me. See, everything you say is real, and I respect you cause you tell it. My girlfriend's jealous cause I talk about you 24-7. But she don't know you like I know you, Slim, no one does. She don't know what it was like for people like us growing up. You gotta call me, man, I'll be the biggest fan you'll ever lose. Sincerely yours, Stan. P.S. We should be together too. Good to call and write my fans. This will be the last package I ever send your ass. Been 6 months and still no word. I don't deserve it. I know you got my last two letters. I wrote the addresses on them perfect. So this is my cassette I'm sending you. I hope you hear it. I'm in a car right now. I'm doing 90 on the freeway. Hey Slim, I drank a fifth of vodka. You dare me to drive? You know the song by Bill Collins in the air of the night about that guy who could have saved that other guy from drowning but didn't? Then Bill saw it all, then at a show he found him? That's kinda how this is. You could have rescued me from drowning. Now it's too late. I'm on 1,000 downers now. I'm drowsy. And all I wanted was a lousy letter of a call. I hope you know I ripped all of your pictures off the wall. I love you, Slim. We could have been together. Think about it. You ruined it now. I hope you can't sleep and you dream about it. And when you dream, I hope you can't sleep and you scream about it. I hope your conscience eats at you when you can't breathe without me. See, Slim? Shut up, bitch. I'm trying to talk. Hey, Slim. That's my girlfriend screaming in the trunk. But I didn't slit her throat. I just tied her up. See, I ain't like you. Cause if she suffocates, she'll suffer more. And then she'll die, too. Well, gotta go. I'm almost at the bridge now. Oh, shit. I forgot. How am I supposed to send this shit out?